With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Salvadoran national Kilmer Abrego Garcia faces potential deportation to Uganda after surrendering today to immigration authorities in Baltimore. The alleged MS-13 gang member has pleaded not guilty to human smuggling. About 100 supporters turned out for a morning rally as Abrego Garcia showed up at that ICE facility in Baltimore. As of today, some of the more than 2,000 National Guard troops helping to keep the peace in Washington, D.C. are armed. And President Trump is thinking about coming to the aid of law enforcement in some other big American cities.
Over the weekend, the president threatened to expand his military deployments to more Democratic-led cities, something he also talked about last Friday.
I think Chicago will be our next, and then we'll help with New York.
The president claimed on social media that after only 1 week, there is no crime or violence in D.C. Meanwhile, some National Guard units patrolling the nation's capital are now carrying firearms. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Trading insults with Maryland's Democrat governor, the president talking about launching a federal crime crackdown in Baltimore. Republican Senator Eric Schmidt urges states that deal with crime problems to ask the DOJ for a hand.
You've got an administration now that wants to provide help. And you can do that even in places like Missouri, even though Democrats, you know, represent St. Louis, they represent Kansas City, they represent Chicago, they represent New York. I think if you're creative and you care about these things, you can be part of the solution. And now we've got a new U.S. attorney who, by the way, worked for me when I was AG, that's coming in and to do everything that we can.
The senator from Missouri speaking with the Salem Radio Network. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 204 points and NASDAQ 12 points higher. This is SRN News. A warning from Christians in South Korea.
The leadership of the country's major denominations met this month to discuss evangelism and to express their concern about the export of cult groups. The clergymen tell Christian Today Korea that such South Korean-based cults as the World Mission Society Church of God and the Salvation Sect have now established beachheads in many foreign countries. South Korean Christian leaders say it's time for them to join with Western churches to protect the gospel. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Alaska State Medical Board has approved preliminary language that could result in disciplinary action against medical professionals who provide sex change operations to children. The board's draft language would add those providing medical or surgical intervention to transgender youth to a state regulation outlining unprofessional conduct. The draft language will be sent to the Alaska Attorney General's office for a review before it gets 30 days of public comment. This is SRN News. The United States falls one win short of its seventh straight title at the Little League World Series.
Lin Chin Saw retired the first 13 batters he faced and allowed just one hit in five innings as Taiwan beat Nevada 7-0 in the Little League World Series championships, ending a 29-year title drought for the Taiwanese. The right-hander also hit a bases-clearing triple in Taiwan's five-run fifth inning. Taiwan won its first Little League World Series since 1996. Nevada was appearing in its first championship game. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Keurig Dr. Pepper plans to buy Pete's Coffee owner J.D.E. Pete's in an $18 billion deal. When that acquisition is complete, the company plans to spill it into two separate entities. One will focus on coffee, the other on beverages like Dr. Pepper, Canada Dry, and 7-Up. More details at srnnews.com.